This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel pummeled the Gaza Strip with airstrikes on Saturday, including demolishing a building housing international media outlets as Palestinian militants fired back barrages of rockets. The sharp uptick in violence, now in its sixth day, claimed more lives as clashes also swept the occupied West Bank. Israel's Air Force flattened a 13-floor Gaza building housing Qatar-based Al Jazeera and the U.S.-based Associated Press News Agency after giving a warning to evacuate. Several in the media are outraged and say this will silence some reporting from the region. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told U.S. President Joe Biden in a phone call Saturday Israel did its best to safeguard civilians in the Gaza bombing campaign. Palestinian news agency reported U.S. President Joe Biden urged calm between Israel and Gaza on Saturday and affirmed his support for a two-state solution in his first phone call with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas since taking office. Abbas's Palestinian Authority has limited self-rule in the occupied West Bank because of the Islamist militant group Hamas. The U.S. considers Hamas a terrorist organization and claims to not talk to the group. Some analysts say Hamas appears to see the escalation with Israel as an opportunity to marginalize Abbas and present itself as the guardian of Palestinians in Jerusalem, whose eastern sector they seek for a future state. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Islamic State claimed responsibility Saturday for an explosion inside a mosque near the Afghan capital Kabul, killing at least 12 people during Friday prayers for the Eid al-Fitr holiday during a ceasefire. The Taliban insurgent group declared the three-day truce for the holiday and condemns the attack in a statement. The blast came less than a week after an explosion at a school killed 80 people, most of them schoolgirls. The Taliban also denounced that attack, and no one claimed responsibility. U.S. officials believe that may have been the work of a rival militant group such as the Islamic State. Such groups have not signed on to the holiday ceasefire. Violence has increased in Afghanistan as the United States has begun an operation to withdraw all its remaining troops over the next 4 months. Chileans began voting Saturday in a mega election in which they will pick mayors, governors, councillors, and critically, the 155 men and women who will draft the country's next constitution. Changing the framework of Chile's government was a central demand to emerge from a fierce social protest movement that erupted over inequality in October 2019. More than 7.5 million people voted last year to tear up the current constitution, which was drafted in 1980 during the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. Chileans have a full weekend to cast their votes as officials hope to avoid crowds gathering with the country still in a second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. The hardline cleric in charge of Iran's judiciary, who also took part in a panel involved in the mass execution of thousands of prisoners in 1988, registered Saturday to run for the country's presidency. Ibrahim Raisi had been named as a possible successor to Iran's 82-year-old supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, leading some to suggest he wouldn't run in the race. However, his registration shows he still has interest in the office he failed to obtain in 2017. His close ties to Khamenei and his popularity, in part from his televised anti-corruption campaign, could make him a favorite in an election in which analysts already believe that hardliners enjoy an edge. And China has canceled attempts to climb Mount Everest from its side of the world's highest peak because of fears of importing COVID-19 cases from neighboring Nepal, state media reported. The closure was confirmed in a notice from China's General Administration of the Sport, the state media said. The move reflects the abundance of caution China has taken in dealing with the pandemic. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.